here's a story from The World.
For 99 years, China leased the small island of Hong Kong to the British Empire. That agreement ended in 1997, but Communist China made an agreement with the UK that Hong Kong would remain a capitalist haven for another half century. With democratic norms now quickly eroding in Hong Kong, the former colonial power is responding. The UK is offering a new visa and path to citizenship to millions of Hong Kongers. Nearly 35,000 people jumped at the offer in the first quarter of the year. Reporter Andrew Connolly in London spoke with some of those new arrivals.
It's a stormy day in late July down by London's Docklands area, with the gleaming skyscrapers of the financial district on one side and the watery expanse of the River Thames on the other. There's a distant resemblance to Hong Kong. That's the hometown of Simon Cheung, a 30-year-old former employee of the British consulate who was forced to escape after being detained during a business trip to mainland China in August 2019.
I still remember that the doctors back in detention center, he sighed when the first day he understand I've been experienced torture. And I've been told by national security police to say I just sleep on the floor or something. So almost the first
week... obviously the doctor knew what was going on.
Yeah, what was going on. And the first week I almost can't walk.
Cheung was accused of inciting anti-government protests in Hong Kong, charges he denies. Before being released, he was told to keep quiet or else.
They said if I don't comply, then they would send the police to take me back.
Cheung fled first to Taiwan and was then granted political asylum by UK authorities. But an increasing number of Hong Kongers are also starting new lives in the UK through what Prime Minister Boris Johnson has called one of the biggest changes to the visa system in British history. Lin Kuang left a good life and a job teaching sports management at a college in Hong Kong as soon as she heard about the BNO visa program. She feels welcome in London, like one of the locals, she says, but still adjusting to the bureaucracy of setting up a new life, like finding a place to live.
It's a cycle. If you don't have a valid address proof, the bank won't let you to open the account. At the same time, if you don't have a valid bank account, maybe it's difficult for you to rent a house.
Kuang has a 12-year-old son, and one of her major motivations to move to London is so that he can enjoy the freedom of speech that is fast evaporating back home.
People can have different standpoint, but the point is we have freedom to choose. That's important. And that's very important for my kid, my next generations as well.
So Monday, Wednesday and Friday we have luncheon club.
Since the 1980s, the Hackney Chinese Centre in East London has welcomed successive waves of refugees fleeing political upheaval in East Asia. On a Friday morning, old men sing karaoke, women serve up vast plates of steamed pork, and crowds gather around mahjong games and massage classes. Centre manager Jabez Lam says that as soon as the BNO visa route was announced, Hong Kongers were arriving unannounced at UK airports, often without any idea of where to go for help.
I would have preferred that the government realised they need to have support in place before they plan the rule for the BNO visa.
Lam says one of the most pressing needs, along with housing and employment, is mental health support for the new arrivals. Young people in particular, he says, are suffering both from the trauma of events they witnessed back home and the hardship of moving to the other side of the world.
My parents have received reports from teachers about the children's behaviour, sign of PTSD. Young people in particular frequently talk about the hardship. So I just talked to somebody yesterday saying that they feel the urge to suicide.
In July, the British government announced a fund totalling around $60 million to help Hong Kongers integrate. But despite the obstacles for Hong Kongers, most exiles from other places have a much harsher experience in the UK. The BNO visa policy stands in stark contrast to the government's hostile approach towards other people fleeing persecution from Syria to Eritrea to Afghanistan and beyond. Emily Venturi from the London think tank Chatham House thinks that the BNO visa policy, while generous, focuses too heavily on one specific situation.
That goes back to the importance of the UK really having a solid reckoning when it comes to its colonial military legacies, how it chooses to present morally and historically justified policies. And really, I think it points to the need for the UK to strengthen its consistency on its immigration and its foreign policies.
Back on the Docklands, Simon Cheung says that his newfound freedom has come at a price. He says he's made the heartbreaking decision to cut ties with family in Hong Kong.
I cut ties with them, and for their safety, I even never ever contact them.
And it's becoming harder for others to leave the city, thanks to a new immigration bill passed by Hong Kong's legislature earlier this month.
To me personally, I do believe that I could be back to my hometown, but only one condition, that the democracy and freedom could be back to my hometown. So that's the faith that I also wanted to convey to our Hong Kongers community in the UK as well.
For The World, I'm Andrew Connolly in London.